vecina del bar para en la ventana. ¿Qué me cuentas tú que no sepa yo? El indio a las 12 del día me llama. Guapo, guapo tú, guapo, guapo tú.
Ay, mi amigo me invitó a comer en casa de su hermana. Ella prepara un cerdito para estar temprano.
Mira, tuvimos cantar
dándole a la Catalina, Llegamos a las 3 de la tarde cuando todo terminaba. Y estaban sus 7 primos que llegaban desde Villa Clara. 3 con su mujer, los otros con su chama. No queda de comer, tú ves. Y además no quedan camas,
Y la vecina del bar para en la ventana. ¿Qué me cuentas tú que no se paga?
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Que se burlaban sin sentir de tu pollerita gris, que me importa, con orgullo gritaré, porque de pollera es mi madre, es mi madre.
Thank you. cargaste a mí.
Cada lágrima que llora se convertirá
en estrellas hoy, en el cielo azul.
Te voy a dar, es mi madre.
De rodillas vengo a ti, tierna luz del sol.
Okay, my beautiful people out there. Yeah, we've had some pretty bad news, you know, this week about the attack on Iran, you know, and the retaliation of Iran. You see, this is what I've been looking into the, you know, some of the news and the comments, you know, from the United States mainly, okay? Is that, all these warmongers, all these people who organize wars, you know, why don't they send their own children to the front, you know, to give an example, you know, of patriotism, you know, how to defend your country, you know? So send your kids, your children, and see how it goes, you know, and see how it feels, see how parents back home feel after their kids and children have been sent to a war that doesn't belong to them. That's they've got nothing to do with it, and they're going to go and kill and massacre people that they haven't even met, or they don't know the reason why they're doing it. They're just doing it because they're under orders, okay? So, what's happening right now, you know, there are casualties, plenty casualties in Iran, in Tehran, by the way, and also in Tel Aviv. The Iranian retaliation is to what the Israeli Americans did to them have affected, you know, the capital of Israel, you know, the population. So now it's time for the population to rise up and say, listen, we've had enough of you guys, you know, stop it right now. You know, it's not fair, you know, that we have to suffer and die for your own purpose, you know, for your own interests, because eventually nothing's going to help us. It's just helping you, yourselves. Well, anyway, this has been going on for quite a long time, you know, so the Zionists have taken over. It's a dictatorship that is put their own people under pressure and under risk of being killed. Like they're the dictator, you know, the orange one in the United States. He accuses these people, leaders of the world, of the of the countries, you know, of dictators, you know. And he's got his own Gestapo, you know. He's the Gestapo of the United States. And they don't respect nothing. They don't need a permit to get into your house. If they feel like doing it, they do it. If they feel like arresting you, they will do it. So where is the terrorism? You know, their terrorism is right there. You know, they're terrorists. You know, being used. You know, to pressure the people and command people, not ask or request, but command to order people what to do, what not to do. And unfortunately, you know, the innocents. You know, the usually the victims, because the innocents they don't get involved in anything, but they are the ones on the front line, you know, where the casualties are happening. Right, so, the Americans, you know, they keep on going, you know, they got these warships all around the Iranian coast, you know, and God, this is so ridiculous, man, you know. It's about time, you know, the whole world wake up, you know, if you got sense. If you've got a brain, you know, you don't need much brain to understand, you know, what is going on right now in that region. One of the representatives of the United States government said that any retaliation by Iran, you know, will be a high cost for them. What? So you're supposed to just sit there on your ass, you know, and wait for the bombs to drop on you, and you cannot do anything about it? No, defend yourself? No? How ridiculous is that? And you get people saying, oh yeah, they're getting rid of the tyrants, you know, from Iran. They kill lots of people, they torture this, they torture that. Right, okay, so you are going to get rid of a guy who's been killing their own people by you killing his people. What is that about, you know? Don't you understand the concept of killing? Killing is that you kill and then that person doesn't come back anymore. It's gone. And this is exactly what you, Zionists and imperialists, capitalists, United States, want to do. You want to wipe out the whole region so you can build your own empires there, your own hotels, your own casinos, your own holiday resources. Well, Trump said it. He said it. He didn't hesitate to say it. You know, once we clean Gaza, what does that mean? They're not going to get rid of the leftovers of houses and buildings that they destroyed. He meant cleaning the Gaza of people, and that's exactly what they're doing. And it's a sad thing, brothers and sisters, you know. That is a sad thing. And we are all standing here protesting, going to the streets, you know, with placards, you know, saying I oppose genocide. You know, these people are suffering, they've been tortured, they've been massacred, executed, you know, and we're not doing anything. And I feel offended by the way. If somebody says, oh yeah, they deserve it, you know, why did they start October the 7th? Some idiots out there still going on about October the 7th. How about 1947? Huh? Yeah, because their little brain doesn't go as far as 1947. It only goes back to October the 7th, you know. And that is brain, child brains, you know, that children are forgiven because children are learning. Children are feeding themselves with knowledge, and the knowledge that is into their heads, into the memory, you know, that's the knowledge that they're going to carry on. That's why they start very, very little to teach them, you know, what history is of the countries in Palestine, you know, and they grow up with that. And then they ask, where's my mom? The mother just gone to the shops and never came back because a bomb dropped on the shop or on the street, or she got shot by a sniper. So what kind of life is that little boy or little girl is going to have when she or he grows up thinking, you know, my mom only went to the shop to get some food for us, and she got shot by this guy, you know. So are they trying to stop terrorism and people retaliating, or is creating more and more people who want to retaliate when they grow up and they can actually hold a gun or whatever, you know, they will retaliate by writing books, by advertising on TV. Others will go as far as pick up a gun. Others will immigrate, but they go around the world telling the story of what happened to their country, the country that disappeared under the rubble created by the Zionists and the United States. So the hatred for the United States and Israel is growing, you know. And these two guys, leaders, you know, what are they doing? They're burying their own people. They're discrediting their own nations. They're not real Israelis, obviously not. The guy's from Europe. The other guy who thinks he's American, he thinks he's North American, but he's not. I don't know where this guy belongs to. I've never seen such an idiot world that anybody can come from. You know, he created his own idiotic, chaotic, crazy world, you know. It's a noted world. And that world has not been created yet because he is the Messiah. He's come to earth to actually create a world like that. A world of stupidity, ignorance, bullying. That is the world that he's creating. And the other guy, his teacher, Netanyahu, Trump's teacher, is doing exactly the same, and they're repeating them. Do you know why the United States doesn't actually, you know, the authorities I'm talking about, because there are plenty of people, civilians, you know, who actually oppose the genocide in Palestine. But the authorities, you know, the guys in power, the guys who got the word, you know, they're not doing anything, because history tells us, all of us, that's how the United States was created, by genocide of the native people, by taking over their land, by stealing their land, by taking their rights away, making their rules for the natives who were there long before the colonialists from Europe started to arrive. Exactly the same that the Zionists are doing. That's why the United States is pali-pali with Netanyahu. Yeah, my friends, you know? And that's what it is. But some idiots out there don't understand it. They don't believe it. I've got a friend, very good friend, that actually, nice friend, you know, we can get along with each other pretty well. But as soon as we touch politics, you know, and about the Trump situation, we fall apart. And to me, it's not just it's not a friend anymore. I don't think it is. I don't think she is or he is, you know. Think about that. They're just an acquaintance of ignorance, an ignorance that doesn't understand, doesn't get it. I came here with my Chilean friends and as political exile. We understand that. Not entirely. I'm not saying that I'm a genius about this, you know, but I do understand the idea, the what is going on with these people, you know, Zionist, imperialist, capitalist of the United States and Israel. I have an idea. And many, many people have an idea. But unfortunately, these guys are playing safe for themselves. Because what they're doing is like they got control of the media, they got control of the communications agencies and all this stuff. So they control all of it. So now, what do you expect that the people are going to have to reply with? They're going to have to reply with retaliation and probably, who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows whether it's going to be a revolution or something, you know, because the Third World War is just at outside our door right now. Iran, Israel, now Lebanon, and now the Zionists are trying to get involved with Turkey. So what is going on, man? You know, I think we should get up of our asses, go out there and shout out. Refuse to buy American products. Refuse to buy Israeli products. And their economy is going to go down. They're going to start feeling it. They're going to start feeling that the boycott is against them now. You know, we are boycotting this, we're boycotting that. All those things that come from those countries, you know. And hit them economically, hit them hard. If we cannot go out there, you know, have a war with them, because I don't agree with wars, you know. Obviously, nobody agrees with wars, you know. It's only the idiots, ignorant idiots, warmongers who agree with wars, because they make money out of it, you know. They can lose 2,000, 3,000 soldiers, you know, but they make a lot of money. They made a lot of money selling weapons, you know, to the opposite people. Their own soldiers are being shot by their own weapons, by the weapons that they've sold the enemy. They think they've got enemies, but they haven't got enemies. They've got friends in business, and that's all it is, brothers and sisters, you know. And I'm so unfortunate, you know, what's just happening in Iran, you know, that these people are being, attacked and bombed and killed. People who are already suffering some situations, you know, circumstances in their country. On top of that, you get some asshole dropping bombs all over them. You know, I mean, that is cruel. That is such malice. Such malice, you know, it's incredible. Anyway, amigos, that's my talk for today. And let's play a bit of more music for you.
corazón que pende de un hilo y el presente aquí contigo, mano a mano. Oye, mi hermano, disfruta el camino.
Con la mano levanta, al pasado le digo adiós. Y el futuro que vendrá, dicen que pende de un hilo. Y el presente aquí contigo, mano a mano. Oye, mi hermano, disfruta el camino. Con la mano levanta.
Subiendo un escalón, escribiendo otra canción, de escaleras al cielo. Busco un sitio para saltar, que me dé alas para volar. Realidad a ras de suelo.
Con las manos levantas, no nos vieron al pasar. Cuántas manos al calzar, para que escuchen de nuevo. Tu arma la imaginación, tu escudo no protección. Intuyendo el movimiento,
con la mano levanta, tocaré, perdido y tocando el cielo,
con la mano levanta, tocaré,
perdido y tocando el cielo,
buscando,
cha, 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 cha.
Sí, a mi lado y en mi mano el me equipo tu amor a mí. Hago de lo complicado fácil, que conmigo hiciste. Es malo no asumir, es raro presumir. Modo es insano, modo de existir al margen de la prensa. Los días son largos, en verano aquí en el sur. Da tiempo para pensar en lo que me dijiste. Tú si te subiste al bus y no llegaste al terminal. Has hecho una cruz sobre el mapa en aquel lugar. No cuentes cuentos a quienes contigo han contado. Ya que pagarás el precio, tu moneda han contado. Aquí estoy, aquí estaré, como ves yo no he cambiado. He madurado mi propia realidad, soy sol cuadrado. Lo deseo logrado, no me han dislocado. Más bien bien colocado, un auto recién ajustado. Todo tiempo pasado sería mejor estando juntos. Salud por lo compartido, de que el futuro será distinto. Aunque esto no estuvo previsto como un knockout, ante todo estoy siempre listo como un scout.
Háblame luna, háblame de abril, de sus flores, háblame de besos curanderos y dame cervecita y caracoles, háblame del sur, de su gente.
Demasiado programa pendiente, mucha imagen. Escucha un poco mi mensaje. Muchos piensan que estoy loco. Poco me oyen, mucho menos comprenden lo que yo toco. Así que yo sigo mucho más allá. Con los muchachos de micrófono, frente a la batalla. La muchedumbre produce pocos MCs. Muchos sacando mocos en sí. Aplasto los flojos con furor y frenesí. Menos mal que llegué en el momento preciso. A luchar y machacar muchos rumores, chicos. Soy minoría, hay mucho menos de los nuestros. El resto son tantos tontos, demasiado lentos. Muchas veces creo que mereces unos muchos martillazos para meter muchas ideas buenas, mucho menos malos. Menos mal, menos mal, menos mal. Mucho menos malo, menos malo.
Chico que alumbra su guacho. Y muchos de estos machos nunca van a la mocha, por el simple hecho que no saben ni luchar. Se esconden en sus lechos bajo un techo, y afuera se agrandan diciendo que yo sé. Roba los coches y usan su chiche con su compliche. Ya cierra tu buche, que yo te conozco. Habla mucho y hace poco. Acúrrete por loco, no veas tanta tele que te hace daño. Te crees muy MC pero no lleva ni un año. Alucina que eres gringo, ya no es extraño que muchos como tú critican a mi club por ser diferente o por no regirse como el común de la gente. No sé si por ignorancia o por falta de cultura, pero toda tu basura no parará mis escrituras. No las pararán, no las callarán. Son pocos los momentos para elegir. Nada que decir, es tiempo de decidir. Muchos otros de otros estratos quieren poder surgir. Poco para compartir y nada que temer. Mucha policía corrupta y poco que agradecer. Nada que hacer frente al imperio monocultural. Mucho que ocultar, poco dinero para gastar. Nada que perdonar, queda mucho por funar. Poco para fumar, nada que me haga temblar. Mucha mina cuesta poco se den cuenta, nada más que apariencia en fiestas del jet set. Piensa que mucha noticia no son correctas, claro que poca gente conoce la regla. Nada que explique el juego que la media lleva. Mucha queda media, poca claridad. Nada se ve las tinieblas. Mucha persona seducida por intenciones suicidas. Poco nada en la vida, mucha energía perdida en una cotidianidad poco atractiva. Nada me molesta más que la envidia, más que la envidia. Más que la envidia, mastico, mastico más que la envidia. De todas la envidia, formas copuchas, los sac me los tachas, de mente de chacha. Te dice muy rapero por tu facha ancha, y te jura más rebelde porque hace la chacha. Mejor
aceptar que todo fue un martirio por no estar contigo. Tonto, tonto mi corazón por no haberte creído, se siente ofendido.
Y hoy que vas camino hacia Naltán, no puedo ya nada remediar, pues el tiempo ha pasado, sigo enamorado, pero tú amas a otro más. Maldita mi duda fue fatal, y en la que me hizo escapar. Contigo toqué en el cielo y un recuerdo de eso como nunca me hace llorar.
Llorar, llorar y llorar.
Al verte entrar con flores de azahar me pongo a llorar.
Llorar, llorar y llorar.
Al verte entrar con flores de azahar me pongo a llorar.
Ofendido.
Y hoy que vas camino hacia el altar, no puedo ya nada remediar, pues el tiempo ha pasado y sigo enamorado, pero tú amas a otro más. Maldita mi duda fue fatal, y en la que me hizo escapar. Contigo toqué en el cielo y un recuerdo de eso como nunca me hace llorar.
Violência, frusa, indecência,
cultura elitista, patriarcal, idiota.
letal pensamento boçal. Implode a raiz da nossa conjuntura social.
Mas quem viu?
Se não deixaram pistas, foram privilegiado em um mundo racista. Absurdo, clero, esmero, trabalho de especialista.
Chacina, propina.
Bem-vindos à nossa rotina, terceiro mundo, América Latina.
De branco todos pedem.
De branco todos pedem paz.
Mas ruas de ouro já tem dono. Outro sonho que se foi pela latrina.
América Latina!
De branco todos pedem.
De branco todos
paz.
Pedem paz.
Já tem dono. Outro sonho que se foi pela latrina.
América Latina!
O olhar da inocência.
Briga!
Na mira de um fuzil. Soldados lúdicos preenchidos pelo vazio. Esculpiu seu relacionamento familiar com neblina.
É, aqui é assim.
Terceiro mundo, América Latrina. Esquecidos, mas guerreiros. Somos todos matreiros. Esquecidos, mas guerreiros. Somos todos matreiros.
Esquecidos, mas guerreiros.
Esquecidos, mas guerreiros. Somos todos matreiros.
China.
Lo vi pasar con el tumbao que tienen los guapos al caminar, las manos siempre en los bolsillos de su gabán, pa' que no sepan en cuál de ellas lleva el puñal. Usa un sombrero de ala ancha de medio lado y zapatillas por si hay problemas salir volado. Lentes oscuros pa' que no sepan que está mirando. Y un diente de oro que cuando ríe se ve brillando. Como a tres cuadras de aquella esquina una mujer va recorriendo la acera entera por quinta vez. Y en un zaguán entra y se da un trago para olvidar que el día está flojo y no hay clientes pa' trabajar. Un carro pasa muy despacito por la avenida, no tiene marcas pero todos saben que es policía.
Pedro Navaja, las manos siempre dentro al gabán. Mira y sonríe y el diente de oro vuelve a brillar. Mientras camina pasa la vista de esquina a esquina. No se ve un alma, está desierta toda la avenida. Cuando de pronto esa mujer sale del zaguán y Pedro Navaja aprieta un puño dentro del gabán. Mira pa' un lado, mira para el otro y no ve a nadie. Y a la carrera, pero sin ruido, cruza la calle. Y mientras tanto en la otra acera va esa mujer refunfuñando, pues no hizo pesos con qué comer. Mientras camina del viejo abrigo saca un revólver esa mujer y va a guardarlo en su cartera pa' que no estorbe. Un 38 Smith & Wesson del especial que carga encima pa' que la libre de todo mal. Y Pedro Navaja puñal en mano le fue pa' encima. El diente de oro iba alumbrando toda la avenida. Quiso fácil mientras reía el puñal le hundía sin compasión. Cuando de pronto sonó un disparo como un cañón.
Okay, amigos, we are coming to the end of the show. And yes, thank you very much for joining me. And I hope that you guys are gonna join me again next week. And we celebrate, well, celebrate life, you know, while we have it. Let's enjoy it while we have. And let's help each other when we need help and support. And let's not forget that my message always has always been the same throughout the years that I've been doing the show. Love one another and free Palestine. I'm going to leave you with a song by a Mapuche group, Chilean natives, and dedicated to the people of the land. And please join me again next week at 5 o'clock. I love you all. Peace and free Palestine.
Mi mari pulangen, mari mari kompuche, mapuche tain chin, feula weskule tuain, wewain pukona mapu, marichi weo.
Montañas y el frío del sur. Caminar con mis ovejitas y a jugar hasta que el sol tiene sueño y se va. Qué cosa de la propiedad. Y esos señores que nos miran raro, como sabiendo lo que van a hacer. Y mi mamita que no para nunca. Pronto nos van a comer.
mucho trabajo para los papás.
Reyeron entre Dios, nuestro hermoso y dulce Mapungo. Impusieron su religión y nuestro espíritu se entristeció.
Yo no sé si esto será mejor.
Estoy tan triste, no sé lo que hacer.